Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the different varieties of good deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the believers. Actually, this is the favor and the mercy and the clemency of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. He has given us different varieties, different opportunities of different ways of investing and getting the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A true servant is one who is expected to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if there was one thing Allah ta'ala wanted him to do his whole life. Like how the malaika, they told to do, make the tasbih. Some of them are asked to make the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Basically, their whole life, this is what they have to do, is that make the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they do it. So if we were asked our whole life to do one thing also, that would have been the right and the prerogative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is the favor and the clemency and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala upon us that Allah Ta'ala has created variety and Allah Ta'ala has given opportunities to us to do so many deeds that earn the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Today's hadith on Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as-salawatul khamsu wal-jumu'atu ila al-jumu'ati wa ramadhanu ila ramadhan mukaffiratun lima baynahunna إِذَا اجْتُنِبَتِ الْكَبَائِرِ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمُ. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the five daily salahs, one jumu'ah to the next jumu'ah. So the five daily salahs, one jumu'ah till the next jumu'ah. One Ramadan till the next Ramadan are an expiation, a means for whatever sins are committed between them, provided the major sins are avoided. What is meant by this is a person is reading his five times daily salah. A person read one Jumu'ah and then he read the next Jumu'ah. By him reading the next Jumu'ah, it is a means of him or means of Allah Ta'ala forgiving all the sins that took place between those two Jumu'ahs. And then a person experiencing the month of Ramadan the way it should be, kept the month of Ramadan, fasting, etc. And then a person keeps the next Ramadan, he is present in the next Ramadan with the same keeping the fast, etc. Now that keeping the next Ramadan, or fulfilling the rites of the next Ramadan, becomes the means of expiation of sins from one Ramadan till the next. In other words, 1 year's sins are being forgiven just by a person observing Ramadan the next year, observing the next Jumu'ah. This is the kindness of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا اجْتُنِبَتِ الْكَبَائِرِ. So long as a person is not committing major gunas, big gunas, all the small gunas that are made in between, Allah Ta'ala is just washing it. Allah Ta'ala is just forgiving a person. This is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. That good deeds obliterate evil deeds. So therefore a person should be very careful. Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive when he just wants to make a person, pardon a person. Allah Ta'ala wants a person to be clean. Allah Ta'ala wants a person to be such that when he passes away, he comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a completely clean condition. This is the favor and the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the thing is, the key is, إِذَا اجْتُنِبَتِ الْكَبَائِرِ. We just have to remain firm from staying away from major gunas. Not that a person deliberately goes into minor gunas, but he is careful that he doesn't go into major gunas, and he tries also his level best to stay away from small. But Allah ta'ala's mercy is such that because he is fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the small gunas Allah ta'ala even forgives that. Ya Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. There are so many different actions that a person may do, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just forgiving him, pardoning him. We did the action of a loose woman that had given a dog water. Allah Ta'ala forgave her. A man went and he took water for the dog also. Allah Ta'ala forgave him. So small actions that we see is small. Allah Ta'ala is just willing to forgive. Allah Ta'ala's clemency and mercy is so much. Therefore we should never ever lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, never write someone off completely that this person is a lost cause. Yes, we won't use him as our guide and as our hadi and as a rehber, but at the same time, we don't write somebody off. As Maulana Ilyas Patel Sahib, Tamul Barakatuhum, he mentions very nicely, he said, whilst the race is on, it is very foolish for somebody to claim victory. Whilst the race is on, people are having a race, 100 meter sprint. Whilst the race is still on, it's foolish for one person to say that I won the race. Until he completes the race. So until we don't reach Akhirat, it is foolish for any one of us to say that we have won the race. So therefore, all the time a person is looking to see that he is continuing until he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they a person will really know who really has won that race. This is a medan we are. It is an opportunity for us. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ We are actually racing to do good. Who can do more good? Who can outwin the other person as far as good deeds are concerned? So let us not slack. Let us understand that Allah Ta'ala has put us onto this racetrack to see which one of us can do the best of good deeds. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين